24 of the 32 Wisconsin cities that held Bring the Troops Home referenda in April passed the measures. This fall, only about a dozen cities are asking voters the troops question, but the list includes the largest test yet for the Wisconsin peace movement, the city of Milwaukee. Near Milwaukee's lakefront on Saturday, peace groups laid out a mock graveyard called Great Lakes Arlington.
Pull the tape! Okay, put them in!
Volunteers used a tape measure to try to make straight rows for 2,800 white plastic headstones, roughly one for each U.S. soldier killed in Iraq. Organizer Mark Foreman of Veterans for Peace hopes the mock graveyard gets more people to vote for Milwaukee's Troops Home referendum.
We want to push our message that war is not the answer, especially in Iraq.
But the graveyard event also caught the attention of a feisty pro-war veteran.
You all put so much effort into degrading our country, supporting our troops, not supporting our country.
Hello?
Sheboygan resident Brian Platt is a sergeant in the U.S. Army Reserve. He urges people to vote no on ballot questions to bring the troops home now.
All they're receiving is the views of politicians who are against the war, slanted news media. You know, I've done a tour in Afghanistan, I've done a tour in Iraq. I've seen nothing but good things go on.
A few blocks away, there was a reminder that more young people could be headed to war.
I used to drive a Chevrolet, but now I'm marching every day.
Milwaukee's Veterans Day parade featured several dozen Navy recruits from Illinois. The event also included fighter plane flyovers and many other reminders of military might. But the pro-troops people watching the parade were divided on bringing the troops home. A woman who gave her name as Mary says it's time to pull out of Iraq.
We'd like them to come home because we've seen a lot of things that have happened to them while they're there.
But Vietnam vet Michael Alvin held up signs ridiculing Massachusetts Senator John Kerry.
It says, John Kerry, my favorite buffoon.
And the
other side, of course, John Kerry sucks.
Alvin says Kerry's recent remarks about poorly educated kids getting stuck in Iraq are on par with the referenda, in that they show no support for U.S. troops. The peace movement and troops referenda also face challenges in some Milwaukee suburbs.
I think this would be good to cover right here.
Mike Walker hands out street maps of Wauwatosa as he and a small group head out for literature drops in favor of that city's troops home referendum. Wauwatosa traditionally votes for Republicans and conservative causes. But Walker says it took years to change America's course in Vietnam.
So I don't expect something to happen overnight. We're realistic that this is a part of an ongoing process, and we're optimistic that people are already seeing a need for change.
Racine, South Milwaukee, Fox Point, and Middleton are some of the other cities holding troops home referenda. But in conservative Ozaukee County, there's a ballot question to support war until organized terrorism is eliminated. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.